You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. I am so glad to have you here. If you have been sitting with the idea of starting your own private practice but haven't taken the leap yet, this episode is for you. Today, we are going to be talking about something that comes up for every therapist that I work with at some point, myself included, and that is fear. The fear of going solo, the fear of failing, the fear of not being good enough, not being business-minded, not being able to find clients, the fear of being alone in the process of building a practice. And look, I get it because I have been there. I know what it feels like to feel called to something more or need to go in a different direction, but also feel completely paralyzed by the idea of stepping into the unknown. I remember feeling constantly paralyzed by the worry of, am I doing this the right way? Or is this the wrong thing to do when I was starting in private practice almost a decade ago? I didn't have someone guiding me, and I certainly didn't know what I was actually doing. But I knew that I needed to go in the direction that I was heading. But I felt alone and confused as I went along. I doubted myself so many times. I would ask myself, like, am I good enough? Can I actually do this? What if I fail? And so if you are listening to this and are feeling like you are there right now, I want you to know you are not alone. So many people experience this as they are, you know, either venturing in or questioning or playing around with the idea of private practice. So let's talk about what's really holding you back and how we begin to move through it. Let's start by putting a name to the fears that are showing up. So many of us experience this, and these are some of the common fears that you might be thinking that I have heard from myself and from many other people. You know, the question of like, what if I fail? What if I can't find clients? What if I am not cut out to run a business? What if I lose my stability? These are real fears. They are valid. I'm not downplaying them at all. They are things that you actually should be asking. But the problem is not that you're afraid. The problem is not that you have these questions. The problem is that no one has really ever taught us how to move through those fears. And part of the reason for that is we weren't taught to think like a business owner. In grad school, we learned how to write treatment plans, do risk assessments, how to show up for our clients with compassion and skill, and how to work for somebody else. We were trained to be helpers, not entrepreneurs. There was little to no education on marketing, pricing, or building a sustainable business model. I don't know about you, but I didn't even know how to start a private practice when I came out of grad school. So of course, when the idea of starting your own business, of creating a private practice comes up, our brain starts screaming like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know what this is. But let me be clear. You are not lacking anything. I promise you that. You just haven't been given the tools yet. None of us were, and it's not our fault. And yet the fear that you feel, it's not a reflection of your capability. It's a symptom of how our system failed to prepare you for a career path that offers true freedom. We are trained as therapists to show up in structure, to be given a system and to follow it. There are right ways and wrong things to do this, right? There are ethical or unethical ways of doing things. We go to school, we do our internships, we get licensed, we work in agencies, maybe a group practice. And again, the system is designed to make you dependent on someone else giving you the next step, telling you what to do. And in that process, we lose the belief that we can create something for ourselves, that we have this within ourselves to do something different. And so when the idea of private practice comes up, our brains go into overdrive, trying to keep us safe. But often what we call safety is actually just familiarity. And familiarity doesn't mean it's aligned. It just means we've gotten used to that discomfort, right? Being in an agency, working for somebody else can feel safe because it's familiar. But if it doesn't work with what we value or what we need, that doesn't mean that it actually is safe. So today I want to normalize that fear. Let's just like put it out there. We all have it. The goal is not to eliminate the fear. The goal is to learn how to move with it. And here's the truth. You're not weak because you're afraid. Fear is a normal part of growth. I still get scared in practice. What nobody tells you though is that the fear doesn't always come with flashing lights and loud alarms, right? Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it shows up as procrastination. Sometimes it shows up as constantly researching but never deciding. I fall into that category a lot of times. It can show up as perfectionism and overthinking. Check that off for me as well. And it also, fear can be in many disguises. It can feel like you're just being quote unquote smart or you're being realistic when actually you're letting fear be the thing that leads the way. And so you might find yourself saying things like, I'll start when the timing's better, you know, when I finish this training or when my kids are older or when I can save a little bit more money. These are very real and reasonable sounding statements. But what I see over and over and over again is that this kind of waiting doesn't really lead to clarity. It leads to stagnation. And the longer you wait, the more that the fear actually grows. It doesn't just disappear. It digs in deeper, it grows roots, and it starts convincing you that maybe you're not cut out for it. Maybe private practice isn't for you. You should just settle for where you are. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. We oftentimes will look at therapists in private practice and think they must have had something that I don't. Confidence, business knowledge, you know, they had more time, they've had more money. But what I know from coaching so many women through this process is that none of them had it all figured out. None of them had a perfect time when this came to be. They were just willing to move forward even when they were scared. They were willing to feel the discomfort and still say yes to themselves. One therapist I worked with waited nearly 5 years to start her practice. And she kept telling herself she wasn't ready because of her kids, her finances, her schedule. But the truth was, she was scared. And when we finally peeled that back, she realized the fear had been making all of her decisions for her. They weren't grounded in reality. It was grounded in her fear. And so once she took action, doing small, doable, manageable steps, she began to rebuild that trust in herself. She now runs a thriving practice. She sees clients that she genuinely enjoys and has more time and space for her family. And that shift didn't come from waiting until she felt confident, waiting for this magical, perfect time. It came from choosing to move forward while still feeling afraid. Confidence came from the action, not before. So I want us to instead kind of flip the question. Instead of, well, what if I fail? Try, what if this works? What if you do figure out the business side? What if clients are already looking for exactly what you offer? What if the life that you keep imagining and putting off is more possible and closer than you think? Fear has a way of shrinking your vision. It tells us to play small, to wait, to not make a scene, but your calling, the reason you became a therapist, the values that you hold that are driving you to something different is bigger than that fear, and it's worth stepping into. The truth is that fear doesn't mean you're going in the wrong direction. It often means you're actually about to grow. And growth can be uncomfortable. It can also be a gateway to something more aligned. The antidote to fear is not overthinking. It's not overplanning. It's action. You don't need to leap. You just need one small aligned step and then another and then another. And that's how the momentum is built. Start building self-trust. Ask yourself, what decision would I make if I believed in myself just 10% more today? And that's the place to begin. Please don't try to do it alone. Community matters. being surrounded by other therapists who are walking this path, who have gone before you or are in the same place, will remind you that your fear doesn't disqualify you and that you are not alone in that fear. It just simply means that you care, that you're invested, and that you are stepping into something meaningful. When you are in the right community, your fear gets quieter and your vision gets louder. You stop feeling like the only one figuring it out and start realizing that you are part of something bigger. And that's what I want for you. So let's get practical. I want you to leave with three things that you can do this week. Number one, here's a journal prompt for you. I want you to take a minute and jot down this question. What would I do if I trusted myself more? This could be in private practice. This could be in anything else. But what would I do if I trusted myself more, specifically in thinking about private practice? Sit with it. Let it speak. Write it out. Don't censor yourself. Just kind of let your intuition lead. What would I do if I trusted myself more? And then number two, reach out to one therapist in private practice. Ask them how they started. What was their first step? What were they scared of that they look back on that they know wasn't something to really be scared of? So what do they wish that they knew earlier? That connection will remind you that you're not alone and that the path is more accessible than you think. And then number three, choose one small action. Write down your ideal schedule, research EINs, business structures, join a Facebook group for therapists in private practice. Let it be small and manageable, but do something today that moves you forward. I want you to know this, that fear does not get to run the show anymore. You are capable, you are qualified, and you are allowed to build a career that works for you. You don't need permission. You don't need to be perfectly ready. You just need to believe that something different is possible and take one brave step toward it. And if you're ready to take a step forward and start building your private practice with support to be able to move through the fear and into aligned action, I encourage you to check out my program called Built to Run. It's a four-part, step-by-step system to help you get from stuck to successful in private practice and how to streamline setting it all up. If you want to learn more about the Built to Run program, you can check out this week's episode's show notes where you'll find a link to the program. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here with me today. And if you have questions about building your practice or just need that encouragement that your fear does not have to hold you back, connect with me over on Instagram or send me an email or leave a comment on this week's episode. I hope to have you back here next week with me as well. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.